On POTUS 08, we're going to spend a little time talking about small businesses as we welcome to the program Lloyd Chapman, who is the president of the American Small Business League. First of all, welcome to the show. Second, can you tell us about the league?
Yeah, the American Small Business League was formed about 5 years ago, primarily to represent the interest of small businesses that are working with the federal government and prime contractors and generally companies that have less than 100 employees.
Okay. I was going to say, so it's determined it's 100 employees. Is that how you decide what is a small business?
Yeah. That's the U.S. Census Bureau says 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees and 89% have less than 20. So I thought that was a good number to pick.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you come from a small business background yourself too?
Absolutely. In fact, I was in the computer business, doing business with the government and prime contractors. And about, I guess it was like 7 or 8 years ago, and I lost a small business set-aside contract to a company in Amsterdam with 26,000 employees in 28 countries. And that's what got me started on being a small business advocate. I was very unhappy about that.
One of the reasons we wanted to welcome you to the show is because the other day, after Senator McCain had had a roundtable discussion in Pennsylvania about small business, you had issued a statement that was very critical of Senator McCain. What's the issue that you have with his particular stance on small businesses?
Well, I've got a lot of problems with McCain and small businesses. His small business plan, in my opinion, really didn't have much for small business. What that really was an agenda for tax cuts for Fortune 500 corporations and some of the things that the oil and gas industry wanted that he was trying to sell as a small business plan.
For example?
The tax cuts that he was talking about were targeted, in my opinion, primarily towards large corporations. That's a classic Republican ploy. They'll try to do something for big businesses and say that they're doing it for small businesses.
And they would not affect you, or they would affect you negatively?
I would say, to tell you the truth, I think they might affect small businesses negatively. I'll tell you why I say that.
Okay.
I think of the tax burden in America, let's just say like a balloon. You ever seen those long hot dog-shaped balloons?
Sure.
That kind of represents the tax burden in America. If you squeeze one into the balloon, the air doesn't go away. It just shifts down to the other end, right? So my belief is that when you cut taxes for big corporations, that burden just gets shifted, you know, to the rest of people in America. And that's just my opinion. I think that McCain's more concerned about tax cuts for large corporations than he is helping out small businesses. If McCain wanted to help out small businesses, he would be in favor of restoring the Small Business Administration budget. So there's 26 million small businesses in America. 160 million work there. There's one agency in Washington to help small businesses. And they administer loan programs and contracting programs. And since President Bush has taken office, that agency has had their budget and staffing cut by over 50%. So anyone who's a real small business advocate, one of the first things they want to do is restore the SBA budget and staffing. And his small business plan didn't mention that. So I don't really think he's much of a small business advocate.
Just so that I can be clear, and listeners can too, are the tax cuts that Senator McCain is proposing for businesses tax cuts that would not apply to small businesses, or do you just don't believe that they would have the effect that he is talking about?
Well, you know, he was so nonspecific about it, it's really be hard to really totally pin it down. But I'll just say that in my opinion, in general, I think when I looked at his small business plan, his tax cuts, energy, everything, it was designed to help large corporations and not small businesses. And I don't think there would be much of a net benefit for small businesses out of that tax plan.
Well, and by the way, we're speaking to Lloyd Chapman. He is, again, the president of the American Small Business League, joining us on POTUS 08. And just so that I'm clear, because I don't want to sound stupid about this, but the specifics you're saying that Senator McCain, you're not quite sure of those. And as a result of that, how do you make the jump that he is working with large businesses as opposed to small business if we're not really sure what the specifics are?
Okay. Well, he wasn't specific enough about that, but that's a good question. Let's talk about that. So McCain's a Republican, and I've heard people talk about the fact, well, you know, he's going to change everything in Washington. The truth is, Washington, there's Republicans and there's Democrats and there's a few independents. If McCain's elected, it's going to be the same people in the federal agencies that are there now. He'll change a few people, and that's just my opinion. But back in 84 and 85, Ronald Reagan tried to close the Small Business Administration, and he came very close. David Stockman, I actually have some videos of the hearings where he was debating Congress about closing the SBA. In 96, Republican members of Congress proposed legislation to close the Small Business Administration, and they were defeated by the Democrats in Congress. And then when President Bush took office, one of the first things he did, I think the first week he was president, he took the head of the SBA off of the president's cabinet, and he has cut the SBA budget and staffing more than any other federal agency. And in, I think it was this time last year, Stephen Preston adopted a policy that will allow Fortune 500 corporations to keep small business contracts until the year 2012. So when I look at the Republican Party's agenda, going back to Ronald Reagan, my view is they appear to be anti-small business because they're against all the programs that help small businesses. And I think John McCain, as a Republican, would adhere to that policy. And I also look back in the last 5 years. In the last 5 years, there's been 12 federal investigations. There was three last month that found that Fortune 500 corporations are the actual recipients of federal small business contracts. We're talking about up to $100 billion a year. McCain has said nothing about that.
So what you've given us is an interesting history lesson and projections about Republican parties. But I guess what I was looking for is if there were specific numbers within Senator John McCain's proposals for small business or his tax plan that you found would be burdensome to small businesses as opposed to large businesses whom you claim would benefit. But again, you're saying that we don't have enough specifics to make that kind of an argument, but rather your argument is a more general one about how Republicans have treated small business?
I would say yes. His plan wasn't specific enough to say, you know, to be able to be specific about, okay, I think this is not going to do that. I want to say in general that McCain does not have a track record of being pro-small business. So you can't point to anything he's ever done in his lifetime that say, oh, yes, he's a small business advocate. He supported this. So there's no evidence that he's a small business advocate. His party has a history of being anti-small business, in my opinion, and his plan is so nonspecific that it was just too general, you know, quite frankly.
Have you received any level of specificity from Senator Obama's plan that would make you feel comfortable in commenting on his approach to small businesses?
One thing that Senator Obama did that I liked, see, the American Small Business League contacted all three presidential campaigns last winter, and Obama was the only one that responded, and he issued a press release, I guess it was about 4 or 5 months ago, saying that he felt it was time to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So he's the only member, person running for president that made that statement. I found that very encouraging. I'll tell you another thing, if you want specifics. 7 years ago, Congress passed legislation establishing a 5% set-aside goal for woman-owned firms. And this is a federal law that was passed 7 years ago. The Bush administration, the Republican Party, has refused to implement that federal law. McCain, in his small business plan, made no mention of that, where on Senator Obama's website, he has clearly stated he will implement that plan, you know, as soon as he's in office. So that's an example to me of the differentiation between McCain and Obama. An example is that McCain didn't mention implementing the woman's plan, the woman's set-aside program. Obama says he will. McCain makes no mention of his opposition to the diversion of up to $400 million a day in federal small business contracts to large corporations. Senator Obama has. And so I think that's sort of a good indication to me of who's going to be more pro-small business between McCain and Obama.
And what was who was the third candidate you referred to, three that were invited?
Senator Clinton.
Senator Clinton, okay.
Yeah, so now,
you also made mention in your release that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has proposed two pieces of legislation, maybe not proposed them specifically, but rather is trying to push them through the House, that you claim would also perhaps force thousands of small businesses to shut their doors. What is that legislation you're referring to?
All right, that's H.R. 3567 and H.R. 5819. Pelosi pushed this bill through the House in record time. I think it was 10 days from the first hearing to the day that it passed. And when that bill was originally written, it would allow firms that were owned 51% majority-owned by venture capital firms to be treated as small businesses. And they were trying to amend the Small Business Act to change the definition of a small business. Right now, the definition says a small business has to be independently owned. And they want to change that so that a multi-billion-dollar venture capital company could own 51% of a company, which means, you know, you own it. You control it. You own it completely. And that would be a small business. And I'm against billionaire venture capitalists being considered small businesses, quite frankly. When it went into the House, I think it was Congressman Chabot talked him down to 49%. And that passed, with flying colors in record time. And now the Senate is picking up a version of it. And I'm very concerned. I think you can, kind of figure out what's going to happen. If legislation passes where multi-billion dollar venture capital firms are treated as small businesses, they're going to dominate any area that they decide to go into. So I'm very, very much opposed to that. In fact, I was actually talking to some people in the Obama campaign yesterday about our opposition to that and see if we can't get him to come out, against that. But I don't think when Congress passed the Small Business Act back in 1953 that it was their intention to have some of the wealthiest venture capitalists and investors in the country participating in federal small business contracts.
Have you had any more communications with either campaign other than the one you just referenced?
No, I haven't. I think we tried to reach out to the McCain campaign, I want to say like 3 months ago, just to make them aware of something. But again, by the way, I want to tell you that I was a lifelong Republican until about 5 years ago. So, I'm an independent now, I would say.
Well, given the fact that you're having issues with Senator McCain's proposals and House Speaker Pelosi's proposals in the House, it looks like you get some work to do getting friends on both sides of the aisle.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I don't really feel like small businesses have too many friends in Congress, quite frankly.
On either side of the aisle?
No, because I'll have to be honest with you. I was a lifelong Republican until I got involved in the small business issue and saw what was happening. I actually thought that when John Kerry took over as chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee, I thought he would pass legislation within a matter of weeks to stop all this. That has not happened. I'm very disappointed in that. And when Pelosi pushed that bill to the House, I was just devastated because I naively thought that the Democrats would come into Washington and do what they said they would do, which is clean up all the, corruption, the abuse, whatever. But I don't think they've done that. So I'm very disappointed in both parties. And I think, to tell you the truth, if we were to survey, your listeners, I don't think you'd find too many of your listeners that think that, number one, Fortune 500 corporations should get federal small business contracts, or number two, that billionaires should be allowed to participate in federal small business contracting programs. I'd probably bet my life on that.
Well, we're not able to take that survey right now, but obviously you are expressing a frustration that a lot of people feel on a lot of different levels. We have to go, but I appreciate you spending time with us today. Once again, Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. By the way, if people are interested, if they happen to own small businesses, and a lot of listeners do, is there a website they can visit for information?
Sure. Go to ASBL.com, and they can see a lot of stories. And we did a couple of CNN pieces last week that people can watch that talk about the issue. And they should join the American Small Business League. We do a lot of good work for people.
Lloyd Chapman, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.